inside the 30, inside the 30 side of the 40-yard line. So they're going to push him all the way back right to midfield at the 49.5.
All right, the guilty party there was Landon Poplinski of Sandusky, number 54, a senior. I was just about to mention what a great block he had to spring the running back to the sideline. He sealed the edge, but grabbed onto that jersey and held on just for a little bit too long, and the Zebra Stripes caught him, and that's going to cost him 10 yards.
First and 13. Now it's a handoff up the middle, sticking to the run game. It's a handoff to Joe Wenzel again, the fullback, senior for Sandusky. Gets out to the 46-yard line, a gain of four, brought down by Cade Ryerson.
Cade Ryerson, just a sophomore on this team, already a couple tackles on this drive. He's going to play a big part on that defensive line, linebacker position for the Patriots. And so far, Sandusky showing they're going to pound the rock right up the middle until the Patriots decide they're going to stop it.
Second down, 9 yards to go at the USA 46-yard line. Not this time. Campbell under center. Looking into the sun, hands it off to his second option in the backfield. That'd be Brian Ross, running back. Also plays cornerback. He's brought down by, yet again, Cade Ryerson, jumping out at the linebacker position. He gets about 4 yards on the play, maybe three, if depending on the spot. Third down and about a long 5, maybe 6 yards to go.
Yeah, Wenzel and Ross are the two running backs that have been in the backfield, keeping the quarterback Campbell company, and they've gotten the load of the carries so far, but it's only a matter of time for a misdirection comes out of this offense, and you see that other running back who's offset over by the end position go for some kind of reverse or misdirection run at some point.
Trenton Lee, tight end on the left side, a full house tee in the backfield. It's a handoff to his third option on the right side. It's Brian Ross. He's across the 35 and finally brought down by Hunter Bone. They're going to say his knee went down at the 37-yard line.
That I thought was going to be enough. They went back to the wing tee. They brought that other running back into the backfield, and then when they run it around the left side, there's two lead running backs, and credit to Joe Wenzel as he picked up a big block there to spring the running back and get him a chance to get to that first down marker. And at my look, Clark, I thought this was pretty darn close, and I'm glad they're going to take a measurement here because it's got to be closer than what we're thinking.
So Congress sends this bill back to committee as they bring out the chains to see how this one goes. Fourth down, less than a yard to go was the initial call at the 37-yard line of USA, working off that left hash. So he's writing this one out, and it's going to be very close, and it looks like he's shy by that much. Maybe
Maybe two,
if at best. So it will bring up fourth down, less than a foot to go for Sandusky. On their first drive of the night, with 8:53 left in the first quarter, no score, 3 minutes and 7 seconds covering this first Sandusky drive. They start at the 36-yard line. They are now at the 37 of USA.
Now, watch out for Wenzel here on that fullback dive. It's worked really well in this drive so far. And they got to run away from Cade Ryerson. He's been the one guy in the backfield that's made stops. We'll see if USA's defensive line can stand up to it.
And it's going to be a QB dive right up the gut. And looks like they do have it. The sideline judge here is all the way down to the 36-yard line. And there's the signal from the referee, and it's first down Sandusky. Fourth down conversion works in favor of the red and black.
And a good play there by the quarterback and the center there equally as their office on a snap count, and that is an advantage to the offense. Yeah, you're on a snap count. You only know when the ball is going to be snapped, and the quarterback does a nice job of just falling off the right end, right side of that center and falling forward and getting a full yard and getting enough of that first down.
Drew Reifert is going to be credited with the tackle. First and 10 for Sandusky at the USA 36-yard line. Wing tee to the left, working off the left hash. Campbell is under center, hands it off up the gut to number 24, his fullback, Joe Wenzel. This one's not going very far at all, as the tackle, Jared Lang, jumped out of his tackle and brought him down for no gain. Second down, 10 to go.
Good job by the defensive line of the Patriots as they sniffed out that running play up the middle. Campbell starting to show the ball a little more and putting the ball in the arms of multiple running backs before actually handing it off to one of them. Wenzel, the main carrier there, and he goes ahead for basically no gain.
We played 5 minutes, no score in Sandusky. The Redskins on their first drive of the night, they are at the USA 36-yard line. Second down, 10 to go. Wing tee to the right. Campbell under center. Going for the hard count. There's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side to Braxton Washi, and he's dragging his defenders across the 30 and finally brought down, looks like at about the 28-yard line, brought down by Cade Ryerson. He seems to be everywhere on this field. He's just a sophomore, and he's shy of the first down marker by maybe 2 yards. Third down, 2 yards to go.
Good run there by Washi. He takes it around the right end with a lead blocker, but as a Patriot jumped his route, he made a great cut back up the field and bursted ahead for just to get enough for a first down. So a great run here as the Redskins putting a nice drive together. And want to keep in mind, Jack Sheridan and Braxton Washi have been swapping out plays. They've been kind of that backer on the over the tight end.
Full house tee on third and two, and it's going away all the way around the left end, and it's number 25. Brian Ross gets it, and he's inside the 20 and forced out of bounds at the 17-yard line. They needed 2 yards, and they got a whole lot more than that. They started the 27. He's forced out at the 16, 11-yard gain for Brian Ross.
And Sandusky showing off some of the speed that we had heard so much about. They're able to pound Wenzel up the middle and then come off tackle and get Brian Ross to the sideline. He's been able to do that a couple times. Mixed in with Braxton Washi, they've been able to get around this Patriot defense here and get to the outside of him and outrun him.
And it's a pitch to Joe Wenzel coming around the right side. Almost gets out of his initial tackle from Cooper Coffle, the linebacker for senior for USA. And it's going to be a loss of a yard as Cooper Coffle was Johnny on the spot. And a loss of one, tackle for a loss.
And a very nice play there. He is the leader, the heart and soul of this defense. Cooper Coffle, one of those veterans coming back from last year's team, making a big stop here to try and slow down this Redskin momentum.
Second down, 9 yards to go for Sandusky. Working off the right hash, they are at the USA 17-yard line. Full house tees a handoff to his right back. And it's over to Ryan Ross. He's slowing down, waiting for those tackles to form, and nothing going there. He gets out to about the 16-yard line as Cooper Coffle, this time on this side of the field, brings him down for the tackle.
And a good job there is that defensive line, the ends and the linebackers not being fooled, locating the football and getting to the sideline, forcing that running back to cut back into the heart of the defense where they swarm and make the tackle right where Cooper Coffle is in this case, and makes another tackle for basically no gain. And third and long now, basically the first trouble Sandusky's had on this drive.
So Josh Hans, Patriots, now at a third and 10 on defense. Sandusky working off the left hash, wing tee to the right, two men in the backfield, Campbell in the center, and say he can be going for the play action pass to the far right sideline, and it is caught, and he has the first down inside the 5-yard line. Could be very close to the 5-yard line, in fact. Josh Lang brings him down, and at the third and 10, it's a completion from the 17-yard line all the way down to what appears to be the 5, a 12-yard reception.
And when you're so focused on stopping the run, you start sneaking an extra guy in the box, Clark. They had 8 guys in the box. The deep safety there was Josh Lang. And when that running back sold the play action, we knew we didn't have the football. He leaked to the sideline, and a nice throw and catch from Ryan Campbell, and it was enough to get the first down. Good play call there and execution by the Sandusky Redskins.
And it's a handoff up the middle, this one going nowhere fast. He actually tripped up inside the trenches all the way maybe inside to the 4-yard line. Brought down by Miles Geiger. On the bottom of the pile, we do have an injury. 2 Sandusky players are down simultaneously here. Never good to see this, especially with the size of rosters across the whole region.
No question about it. Both of them, looking at a knee, leg injury. Not sure if maybe their knees collided. Hopefully it's just a stinger of some kind, but both of them are hurting pretty good, Clark.
It appeared that Joe Wenzel was the ball carrier on that fullback, and we cannot see exactly the numbers here as they are both working both lower. Joe Wenzel is one of them. Both working on lower body injuries here.
My initial guess, Clark, is the other one's an offensive lineman. I'm going to go in the dark here with Tristan Hoff. Offensive lineman for Sandusky is my guess. That's who the other one is.
Well, we'll bring up a second down and goal to go from the, looks like the 4-yard line. And both the coaching staff still working on the players here. Now that does look like Huff is sitting up now. as both teams now gain a chance to have some water, catch their breath. 4:52 left in the first quarter. No score, but St.